Is there a particular character, do you think, to this particular part of Gloucester, the Barton Treadworth area? And if so, could you kind of describe it? What is it about this? How would you characterise this part of Gloucester?
Although I now live in Abbeydale and I love to live here, and out the front we have beautiful greenery down the end of the pathway. We have a lovely balancing pond which has been made into a conservation area with ducks and a swan and a heron. But when I go back down into Treadworth, I'm going home. And it is home because it's where all my good memories are. And perhaps better than some of the memories here, because I've lost my parents and that since I've been here in that. So although we've had lovely happy times here because we've got a granddaughter in that now, which is lovely, but you feel you're going home, and everybody's warm and kind to you and things like that, and it's really good. And they're still more neighbourly in that than I think than what they are up here, because people go out to work up here, well, they go out to work down there, but somehow or other they're more neighbourly. But here, they're sort of, because of how the houses are done, unless you go across and speak to someone, you don't see them, sort of thing, you know. But although I'm quite lucky, I have got very good neighbours along here, and they have been very kind to us in that, so I'm lucky. But to go back to Treadworth, it's to go home, and I think Graham still feels the same thing, because when he talks about Treadworth, it's always with a really warm sort of atmosphere, and what he did when he went scrumping and things like that, and he got caught in things, and of course his grandfather was the policeman at Hempstead, so he didn't dare get caught, you see. So, but yes, and he talks about like when his brother used to have, you know, he was always into cars in that, his brother, as soon as he could drive, and Graham's wages had to go on these cars in that, and they used to do up these cars, and they used to have chickens, and they used to take the eggs to the neighbours and things like that. And Graham would perhaps get home from work, and he was a plumber in those days, and his mother'd say to him, "Come on then, you better go and see to Mrs. So-and-so's toilet, because it's blocked and she can't do it, you know." And that was the sort of thing they'd done. As he said, they always helped each other, you know. And it's lovely for him, because a fellow and his wife now comes to our church, and he was born next door to this fellow, Graham was, and it's lovely because they can memorise about so many things in that. And it's lovely because there's lovely warm memories of sort of down in Treadworth in that, and everybody knew everybody. It's like being in a village where everybody knows everybody. Probably sometimes you don't want them to know all your business, but it's quite good that they know quite a lot of it in that, because they're helpful and they're kind and things like that, you know. So yes, but I must also say about like the ethnic population, like the black ladies and that, they're absolutely wonderful in that, you know. They tend to be that we're the ones that still have to take the responsibility quite a lot in that, but they will come along and help with everything. And when you're not well in that, they'll do little jobs in the church for you in that, and you don't realise that they're actually doing it. But they are wonderful, you know. And with all these problems at the moment, it's so sad, because we've worked so hard to build up such a good community, you know. So yes, yeah, so it is, it's like going home, going back to Treadworth. So